psychotropic meds. Have you heard a rumor that I, Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT, like to write prescriptions for psychotropic medications, or that I promote the use of these medications? Well, I have. Me, of all people. Go figure. So I thought I would clarify, first, what a psychotropic medicine is, and second, what my views on them are. In the state of California, a doctor with MD after their name is the only type of doctor that is allowed to write prescriptions on any medications. I have a PhD in clinical psychology. No MD. I do not write prescriptions. On past commentaries, you've heard me refer to medications that could be used for various disorders. For example, Tourette syndrome, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, anxiety disorder. These are psychotropic medications. They are mind-altering or mood-altering drugs that affect psychological functioning like anti-anxiety, antidepressants, antipsychotic drugs. Also, LSD, mescaline, or other hallucinogenic drugs fit in this category. However, I am not referring to these when I recommend psychotropic drugs for disorders. Psycho means pertaining to mind, psyche, or psychology. No, not crazy. And tropic means effective, not tropics. I am not referring to crazy tropics. Certain disorders require the use of medicines to stabilize the patient, as in schizophrenia. Some meds can be discontinued after the patient is stabilized, as in depression or anxiety, when it is a situation causing the disorder and the situation is alleviated. I had a patient who was extremely depressed because her husband was killed in a plane crash. She couldn't get out of bed, couldn't attend to her personal hygiene, refused to eat, didn't go to work, and kept her room dark all day. A family member convinced her to come into my office and brought her in. The patient and I both decided it was in her best interest to be admitted to the hospital for her own safety, and there she was medicated on antidepressants. The medicine helped to lift her out of the depression enough so we could do the psychotherapy needed. With the help of her psychiatrist, she was able to wean from the medication after a year. I'm pretty conservative about recommending medication, and when I do, I have a psychiatrist I refer to who's extremely savvy in diagnosing and prescribing the correct meds for the patient. One has to have a thorough knowledge of how these drugs work and how they combine together, since sometimes the combination of several drugs is appropriate. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Small doses of certain meds, which can give better results. If you had diabetes, would you avoid taking insulin? Diabetes is a condition when the pancreas does not produce correct amounts of insulin and the body's breakdown of sugar is affected. So one then has to put back the insulin into the body to stabilize itself. When one has a psychological disorder, often the brain is not producing the correct amount of dopamine or serotonin. Medication can correct this. Just like when one has diabetes. Often individuals are concerned with side effects. All medication has side effects. Most can go away after the first few weeks. If the side effects are intolerable, speak to your doctor and together you can work out an alternative. Everything has side effects. The sun, even peanut butter. I call it intestinal glue. And what about Brussels sprouts? Gas pods? Very few of my patients are on medication. Most disorders can be worked through without them. If I have a question about whether medication is called for, I will send the patient to a psychiatrist for an evaluation. Then the patient can decide how to proceed. So if you're looking for a drug fix or just a prescription for medicinal cannabis to satisfy your substance abuse issue, please don't come to me. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.